And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. You are tuned into Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition here in the great state of Arizona for 29 years. We have a split broadcast today. Rosie's in Prescott, the first Saturday of December. It's a tradition we've had here for about the last 8 or 9 years, where we broadcast live from the Jersey Lily Saloon. It's the only balcony view of Whiskey Row, where the Christmas parade comes around, and then they'll do the courthouse square lighting that evening. So Rosie and Jennifer are up there. I'm Romy. I'm in studio with a special guest, Mr. John Bedrozic.
Bedrozic, yeah.
Bedrozic.
There you go.
I'm getting that rolled together.
Just call me JB.
JB. Yeah. I like that. That's why I just go by Romy. Rosamond's too hard for most people to say, much less spell correctly, so we shortened it to Romy. But we have been working a long time putting together, collecting FAQs and answering homeowners' information and question, and we've put them all online, and people can find our articles on there. But we've put together this first time ever a home maintenance calendar that you, the Arizona homeowner, can order for free. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com. Mouse over on Homeowner Resources, click the calendar tab, and the directions to order one is right there. Fill out the information. Well, you get that calendar, and you've got a nice thing that helps you with your monthly to-dos. Well, take that forward to the digital era and welcome the HomeZada Digital Home Maintenance Calendar. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you through the setup process. So you go to rosieonthehouse.com, click login. It takes you to HomeZada. Now, there's two different ways you can log in. There's a free one that you can do all your home's inventory. The premium level, it's a subscription.
It is. It's $59. And
that's for
a year.
A year.
Yeah. So I tell people it's less than their monthly Starbucks bill. And it gives them access to the home maintenance features, the home improvement projects features. It consolidates all your home finances into one. It allows you to track multiple properties. All those features are bundled at a $59 a year subscription fee.
And this is the future of home ownership. I mean, this is going to change everything. And what we're going to do right now is I'm recording off of a computer so you can go see how the sign up works. I've entered the address, I've signed up for my premium membership, and I click next. And it comes into this property details for my home. And I'm looking at...
Yeah, so essentially the process is basically asking you for the number of bedrooms and bathrooms in your house.
Okay.
And the reason we're doing that is we're going to predict a home inventory for you. So if you've got, a five-bedroom, five-bath house or a three-bedroom, two-bath house, what the system is really doing is creating all the default spaces in the room, in the house, and then it's going to create all the typical items. So we know that the refrigerator in the kitchen, typically the hot water heaters in the garage, all that data entry automatically created for you.
And I'm looking here, so I hit next, and I put in three rooms, two bathrooms, and I've got living room, kitchen, family room, master bath, bedroom one, two, and three, master bathroom, laundry room, hallway, garage, roof, front yard, backyard. Did we miss any spaces? And I've got a storage unit on the front of the home, so I'm just going to put in storage closet.
Yeah, you can do that now or you can do it later. It's more or less what the user is doing here is trying to look at all the defaults that we guessed. If you didn't have a hallway, you just unclick hallway. If you have a patio that you as part of your house, you can add that on the fly. But you can always go back and add more rooms and items. This is just the initial setup process where we're essentially trying to get 80% of your house automatically created for you.
And it asks me on the next one, populate fixed access. These are selection options, populate possessions, and then have an in-ground pool, which I'm going to leave unchecked. There's not one on this property.
Yeah. So all you have to do is click next, and essentially we're building the property that's specific to your house. It's going to create all those fixed assets, which is the appliances, the HVAC, the hot water heater, and all your possessions. And what it's also doing for the premium users is it's automatically creating your home maintenance calendar with about 50 common tasks spread out across the year of preventative maintenance tasks that we need to do as homeowners to keep our house operating efficiently.
And I'm going to click on maintenance. It has a little, nice little calendar icon there for me. And from this maintenance, I've got an additional menu bar. I've got a task list, a calendar, recommendations, completed, new task, and reports. So let's click on task list. We'll just start at the first one. And here is all the preset suggestions that I should be doing. First one that I've got that this automatically populated for me is coming up on January 6th, clean bathroom exhaust fan.
Yeah, it's one of those rare tasks that you could probably do any time during the year. And so the defaults that we create, certainly many of the tasks are seasonal, like clean the leaves out of your gutter is typically a fall task. But there are interior tasks that people forget to do, which can usually be done, you know, once a year and really doesn't matter when it's done. But the system is basically trying to space it out so that you don't feel like you have to do all of your preventative maintenance in 1 month, and you can space them out over the course of the 12 months of the calendar year.
And it's not something that is designed to be a all by yourself. When I'm looking at this task list, there's a filter option, and I select it, and it's got three different filter options. Filter by when, filter by type, so maybe interior, exterior, kitchen, bath, and then filter by responsible. What's by responsible?
Yeah, so when you think about your preventative maintenance tasks and even your fix-it tasks in your house, it usually falls into who's going to do the work, right? And so, you know, for the married couples out there, it's which spouse is going to do the work. Oftentimes, sometimes you may have a preferred service provider that's going to do the work, right? So you may have a tree trimmer that you call every fall. You can input that tree trimmer's name there so that you basically is a reminder for you to call the tree trimmer when that task comes due to schedule that appointment. And it really allows you to kind of parse out all the different maintenance tasks across the house, both internally amongst you and your family members, as well as you and your external contractors that are going to help you with the house.
And from here, how do I add people? I've got four kids, man. I'm getting them scheduled up. This is going to be there, and we'll have an allowance tied to each one so they can earn their dues around.
Yeah, so the easy way to add it, if you go down to, like, for instance, the clean the bathroom fan filter, when you click on that, they'll take you to the page where it'll show you all the information. And then there, as you see the responsible field, you just put your cursor in that field. And then,
oh, I can just add a name right here.
Yeah, put the cursor in the field and you just add a name. And then once you add it once, like it could be your name, your spouse's name, contractor's name. Once you add it, then forever in the future, you don't have to type it in anymore. All you have to do is click on that little drop list and pick that name again.
That's pretty cool. So there it just went and it saved, and I can hit the next drop down, click the blank, and I'm going to put in, oops. That is so cool. And John, as I'm doing this, there's so much we want to cover because it's a well-maintained home is a more valuable home. It's going to sell quicker and be more valuable. And it being able to track and keep up and the maintenance and everything, there's so many things we want to talk about that this does. But let me just ask a simple question. How'd you think this up? What made you put all this together?
Yeah, good, great question. So the other co-founder, her name is Elizabeth. She and I worked at a previous software company that was in the commercial construction project management industry. It's a mouthful. And her customer was the contractor that built the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Mm. And that software would manage all the details about a $1 billion stadium online. And Elizabeth came home one day after a trip, and she said, "This software can manage the Dallas Cowboys Stadium online, but I can't even manage the details about my own house. Why isn't there a system that just reminds me every month of what I need to do on a preventative maintenance tasks? Why isn't there a system that guides me through home improvement projects? Why isn't there an easy-to-use app to store all the photos about my house to make sure I'm properly insured and prepared in case, you know, I need to make a claim with my insurance company? Why isn't there an app that combines all this financial data about my house in terms of what it's worth, how much equity I have in my living market, depreciating, depreciating?" And it's asleep. When you think about your home, the data about your house is scattered everywhere. Most people have incomplete information. It's in paper. It's in a file drawer. It's in a desk drawer. It's in a cabinet. You might have a spreadsheet somewhere. You got, you know, photos on your iPhone somewhere else. It's really scattered all over the place and incomplete. And so really the mission around Homes is one single place to go that's online that you can access via mobile, tablet, or desktop and consolidate all the important information about your house, Because at the end of the day, your house is one of your largest financial assets and biggest expenses.
And what I'm excited about is this is one more area we can help our Arizona homeowners. For example, Peggy called in at the beginning of the hour and we didn't take her on air because it wasn't something we could answer for her. She had a Kenmore stovetop glass that the glass on it broke this morning. Well, we had reached out to our appliance contractor and he wasn't available to go on and do a lifeline. And we were like, well, how old is this? Well, I have no idea. I just bought the home in November. I don't know if it's under warranty. Well, a home that has all these records on it, we could then talk to Peggy and say, okay, well, let's go to our home Zada file, navigate here, click on your inventory, click on appliance, click on your stove, tell us a little bit about it. And it could have the age it was installed, who installed it, the warranty. You could upload a copy of the warranty so we could tell her if it's something that is going to be covered or if it's something an expense we need to be prepared for. And it'll help you in your home buying decision going forward. Now, somebody looking to do a smash and jab job, flip job, is going to hate this application.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, like I said, it's like the information about your house is everywhere. When you buy a house, the house doesn't come with an owner's manual, right? When my analogy is you buy a car, the car blinks at you and tells you when it's time to do maintenance on your car. But when you buy a house, nothing blinks at you. It's relying on you, the homeowner, to go on what I call this journey of discovery when things start to break. And you're like, oh, I should have been doing this. I should have drained the hot water heater once a year. Or another maintenance task that people forget is the back of your dryer is connected to a vent duct. It gets full of flammable lint. It's a huge fire hazard, and it causes your dryer to work harder than it needs to, which increases your energy bill. So there's so many things that we go through as homeowners that we learn once things break. And what HomeZada is trying to do is be proactive with a homeowner by basically reminding them things of all these things to help them better manage and maintain their biggest asset.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com. There's a couple ways to navigate to it. You can click the login button. It'll take you straight there. Under homeowner resources, it's the top tile of the HomeZada digital file. And what you can do is now with your Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar, you can each week, we've got a preset topic that we'll be covering on Saturday. So if it's something that you would like to do, for example, next time Julie from the Farm Bureau is in, she's going to have a citrus grower with her. So if you've got citrus in your yard and you want to know how to properly care for that, you can tune in and listen to them talk through how to properly maintain your citrus in real time, have your HomeZada file open and schedule all of those for you. And then you'll get email reminders. Time to fertilize. Time to change your watering schedule. Time to thin out your citrus. Time to harvest.
Absolutely. Yeah, the way that works in the product is we have what we refer to as recurring tasks. So basically, if you're going to have to do a certain task regarding your citrus, maybe it's a once-a-year task, and you're going to basically create that task and say, every January, I'm going to do that. Other tasks may be not monthly, but the frequency may be quarterly or annually. Whatever the case may be, you can create as many of your own recurring tasks. That's essentially personalizing the calendar for your specific house, your specific landscape, your specific things. And you're basically, once you've created those recurring tasks, you've essentially created that calendar for the rest of time while you're going to live in that house. And it's automatically going to remind you, you know, every month, every quarter, based on the frequency of your personalized schedule over what needs to get done.
And coming up in January, our first broadcast will be 5 ways to use pavers. And you think of pavers, and that's pretty simple, but there's so many new technologies in pavers. You can overlay them onto the patio, the driveway, the impermeable. If there's something that you would like to tackle paver-wise, and aside from maintenance, there's a project. So you can log on and you can create your project. And as you're listening to the Bellegarde expert that'll be in with us talking pavers, let's say you're going to make a retainer garden. Mm-hmm. You can be typing in all the different things you need for that task. We'll talk through the tools you need. You can see if that's something that you have in house or you need to purchase. You can put your materials list.
Yep.
So that you've got everything ready. Go to your Marvell hardscape and say, here's what I need for this project. You've got everything listed there. They can load you up out the door and you're back to your home and ready to start doing your install.
Yeah, absolutely. The projects piece is one of the biggest used features from our customer base. It works the same way. We've got templates of about 40 common home improvement projects, from kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels. You pick that template, all the items are automatically there for you. Therefore, it gives the user the ability, a guide to kind of go out and estimate those budget and those kinds of things. Customers love to take before and after photos. They love to keep track of when they hire a contractor, the contract and the invoice and the receipts and the owner's manuals. And the projects ties back to both the inventory and the maintenance, right? You just installed something new, a new patio. There's new things that need to get maintained, so you're going to want to update your maintenance schedule. And then a lot of times people are underinsured on their insurance because they invested $50,000 in a kitchen remodel. Well, now you probably need to update your dwelling coverage to rebuild your house in case of a fire kind of mentality. So the projects piece is definitely tied back to that whole maintenance and the inventory piece. And then clearly, you know, if you're going to sell the house in the future, potential buyers are going to want to know what you actually did with the house as well, which becomes part of the way you market your house.
It's the digital world of home ownership. It's home ownership for the current modern day 21st century. It's absolutely one of the most powerful tools any homeowner could use. I've already got my home on it. I've been playing with this for actually 2 years. I've been dinking around with it and finally said, you know what? It's time. This is ready to bring to the Arizona homeowners. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, click login, and it'll direct you to your home Zada sign up, and you can bring your home into the 21st century.